Hello, I am Russ Tipiasuthi, and I would like to welcome you to the second episode of the Online Book Club. The Online Book Club for the book IRL by Tommy Pico. IRL, now online. To listeners out there, please pardon my linguistic failings through the course of this podcast. Please enjoy. On today's episode, our subject is kinesthetic modes. For those of you who do not know, kinesthetic modes are essentially how humans visualize and interpret physical actions in literature. Tommy Pico demonstrates the use of kinesthetic modes in IRL. He says, "Fucking in a closet is basically every Hart Crane poem, yet there's something to be said about deleting all internet wisps of yourself. Go ham on real life. Being lonely gives you a poor sense of direction. Until, oh my god, Alex vibrates the smartphone of my heart at the backyard bar. Friends of friends and Max can't find him on Facebook or the RSVP list on the event page, and Alex becomes a muse." Pico uses very physical language in this verse by saying closet, poor sense of direction, vibrate the smartphone, backyard bar, and can't find him on Facebook. Although these don't all really mean a physical location or feeling, by using this specific type of language, we are automatically visualizing these scenes and sensations as if we were experiencing them ourselves. For instance, Tommy Pico said, "Being lonely gives you a poor sense of direction." Everyone has probably experienced this moment at least once in their lives of when they were lonely and lost. At this time, who wouldn't desire a companion to be by their side? As such, the very next line is, "Until, OMG, Alex vibrates the smartphone of my heart at the backyard bar." After the sensation, Alex becomes Muse, which is Pico's inspiration in IRL, to be heard and be remembered, to be needed and to have made a difference in someone's life. A bitter morning, sparrows sitting together without any necks, by James W. Hackett. This is an American haiku which is popular in Japan. This haiku follows the 5-7-5 syllable rule, of which most people interpret how haikus are created. This virtually common sense fact, however, is inaccurate. Earlier today, I went to a workshop called Haiku on Steroids, hosted by Michael Dylan Welch. Some of the poems which were read and discussed during this workshop were Twilight, Staples Rust, in the Telephone Pole, by Alan Pizzarelli. An Empty Elevator Opens, Closes, by Jack Kane. The Fence Post Hangs Upright in the Washout, Midsummer Heat, by William J. Higginson. Summer Afternoon, The Coolness of the Newspaper from the Grocery Bag, by Cor van den Heuvel. Dead Cat, Open Mouth to the Pouring Rain, by Michael McClintock. If you can count, you would discover that none of these poems or haikus possess a 5-7-5 syllable structure. The reason for this involves the linguistic differences between English and Japanese. The syllable count in different words, even if it is the same word, will have different syllable counts between the two languages. Instead of a real structure, haikus have more targets of what they want to mean. For instance, they could represent moments, emotions, images, or feelings. Well, not feelings, but the cause of which created those feelings. Now back to today's topic of kinesthetic modes. Haikus have a lot to do with kinesthetic modes as it relates more to feeling over description. In Japan, haikus play more to kinesthetic modes than just by saying or writing what they want someone to visualize, but also how it is physically written on the paper, calligraphy-wise. There are times when haikus could be written diagonally, up to down, or right to left. Sometimes the words could even be rounded around a page depending on the artist's desires. For instance, Jane Reichhold created the haiku, "Coming Home, Flower by Flower." In this poem, the arrangement of the words create a stepping shape, or a stair shape. This creates a visual kinesthetic mode of which makes you feel literally moving along a path. At this time, I would like to now discuss how both these subjects connect to social activism. How they connect essentially is that in both Tommy Pico's IRL and in the construction and creation of haikus, they both want to be heard and to be acknowledged. This is how most social activist movements actually work. They speak with the intention to be heard and to portray their intentions to anyone who is willing to listen. Of course, this could be just a simple interpretation of many. I'm happy to hear about your disagreements towards my opinion at the comment section below in the online book club. You have been tuned in to the online book club for the book IRL by Tommy Pico. Thank you for listening and have a great day. IRL now, offline.